Hello and welcome to Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters, and today we'll look into a number of stories and issues in the news. We'll begin with the California Fair Political Practices Commission's announcement of its largest campaign reporting fine of $15 million levied against two out-of-state front groups named as part of the Koch brothers network of dark money political nonprofit corporations. Derek Cressman, the Vice President for California Operations of Common Cause, joins us to discuss the end of an investigation of a murky multi-billion dollar money trail that ends up on the Koch brothers' doorstep. Then we'll examine another Koch brothers-related story that is the subtext for Senator Ted Cruz's brazen hold on the nomination of the new head of the FCC because Cruz wants to protect the anonymity of the Kochs and other billionaires who pour dark money into political campaigns. Timothy Carr, the Senior Director of Strategy for Free Press, joins us to discuss the latest obstruction by the junior senator from Texas, who is shamelessly shilling for the Kochs to ensure that tons of dark money will pour into Cruz's 2016 presidential campaign. Then we'll look into the political fallout in Mexico from recent revelations by Edward Snowden that the NSA had captured the emails of the former and current presidents of Mexico. An expert on Mexico, George Grayson, a professor of comparative politics at the College of William & Mary, joins us to discuss the genuine outrage from former Mexican President Felipe Calderón and the more politically calculated outrage from the current president, Enrique Peña Nieto. And joining us now is Derek Cressman, who is the former Vice President for State Operations of Common Cause. He has testified before the United States Senate, California Assembly and Senate, and California's Fair Political Practices Commission. And he's the author of The Recall's Broken Promise, How Big Money Still Runs California Politics. And he's currently running for Secretary of State of California. Welcome to Background Briefing, Derek Cressman.
It's great to be here, Ian.
And you were at the press conference today where the head of California's Fair Political Practice Commission announced this record fine. First of all, let's clarify the fine itself, because these Koch brothers front groups have to pay back $15 million to the state of California. And the fine is $1 million, but I don't understand. I mean, if you're paying back $15 million, isn't that a $15 million fine?
Well, you can argue the penalty adds up to $15 million. The way it breaks down is the fine itself is to two of these secretive nonprofit groups that funneled the money, and that's $1 million there. But then the other part of it is that the ballot committee that it came through has to, what's called, disgorge the money, and that's to create a disincentive for ballot committees to sort of turn a blind eye. If you get money that you think is laundered, you have to give it up. And so that's the $14 million. So added together, it is $15 million that is due to the state of California, a very significant amount of money, and hopefully enough to make folks think twice before engaging this type of subterfuge again.
Well, this subterfuge began back in the last election, and there was this money poured in at the last minute to support one proposition and against another. It's been a long, murky money trail that both the California Attorney General Kamala Harris and Ann Revell, the chairwoman of the California Fair Political Practices Commission, have been on to. And I don't believe this is happening nationwide. I think this is a national story, in as much as it's the way the federal government and other states should be, more proactive in going after this dark money. What's your sense of the significance of this story?
Well, I think it does send a signal that evading campaign finance laws is something that can get you into trouble. And I think Attorney General Kamala Harris and Ann Revell deserve a lot of credit for aggressively prosecuting this. And it is clear that this type of dark money going underground is becoming the preferred mode or choice for operatives like the Koch brothers to try to hide their money. And so anytime you see an enforcement action like this that could deter that, I do think it's nationally significant.
But isn't it also significant that in this press conference where they announced these fines, the California Fair Political Practice Commission called these two front groups who are going to pay the fines, quoting, part of the Koch brothers' network of dark money political nonprofit corporations. I imagine that's actually going to make the Koch brothers a little uncomfortable.
Oh, I imagine it will as well. And the other document that was released today under Public Records Act by the Fair Political Practices Commission was an email from a golfing buddy of Charles Koch, an email to Charles, soliciting Charles to contribute money to this effort, noting that he himself had already put in $7 million and saying, quote, I must tell you that Sean Noble from your group has been immensely helpful in our efforts. So Sean Noble was the director of one of these pass-through organizations called the Center to Protect Patients' Rights. And here you have a member of Charles Koch's inner circle basically directly thanking Charles for that role. So I think it's very hard for them to deny at this point that they were involved in this.
And this money came in at the last minute, did it not?
Yes. It was in the final weeks of the campaign that $11 million were infused into California into two different ballot measures. One was Proposition 30, which was the tax measure promoted by Governor Jerry Brown, and the other one was dealing with Proposition 32, which was an attack on labor unions, basically.
And that would limit political contributions by the way of payroll deduction. So it was targeted largely against public employees' unions, was it not?
Well, public and private unions. This one was written very, very broadly, and it was worded in a confusing way, so it looked like it also applied to corporations and others. But voters eventually saw through that, and I think part of what helped them realize it was a fraud was seeing that it was backed by secretive donors such as this suggested that it was not legitimate campaign finance reform.
So Derek Cressman, again, former vice president for state operations for Common Cause, he's testified before the United States Senate, California Assembly, and the California Senate, along with the California Fair Political Practices Commission, and he's the author of The Recall's Broken Promise, How Big Money Still Runs California Politics, and he's currently running for Secretary of State of California. And he was today at the press conference in Sacramento where this record fine against these Koch brothers front groups was announced. Now, let's go through the front groups as this money gets laundered, pouring in at the last minute here into the 2012 elections here in California. And it's pretty, I mean, it's almost something like that you'd expect in the intelligence business, you know, with these commercial cutouts that the CIA uses. You've got the Small Business Action Committee. You've got Americans for Job Security. You've got the Center to Protect Patients' Rights and Americans for Responsible Leadership. So is there a chart or a graph that you can see how they did this?
Yes, the Fair Political Practices Commission did issue a chart today with nice colored boxes, and it's interesting in that it looks an awful like a very convoluted flow chart that I drew up when I first filed this complaint about a year ago. But it really shows the lengths that some high-powered attorneys and political operatives went to in an effort to launder these funds. And the frightening thing is they almost got away with it. They made a few missteps along the way, and that was what allowed the Fair Political Practices Commission to actually issue this fine. Is they didn't do it quite perfectly, but my worry is that unless we tighten our disclosure laws in California, they'll be able to come back and do this again, just being a little bit smarter next time around.
But what would be the national equivalent of the Fair Political Practices Commission? Because I don't see this happening on a national level. And following you, we're going to be talking about the Senator Ted Cruz's hold on the new head of the FCC because he's protecting the dark money from the Kochs and the FCC. And he doesn't want this new FCC head to do what the FCC is entitled to do, which is to demand that political television advertising attribute the money behind the ads. There's an active effort on the part of these billionaires to disguise what they're doing. And frankly, it's obscene. It's obscene that you can buy an election, but it's even more obscene that you could buy an election anonymously.
That's right. And the federal disclosure laws are really quite a bit weaker than even what we have here in California. And we've already seen from this incident that our California laws are vulnerable. Now, the interesting thing is Ann Revelle, who up through today was the chair of our Political Practices Commission, tomorrow she is flying to Washington, D.C., and will be sworn in as one of six commissioners on the Federal Elections Commission. And that agency has been very weak and gridlocked in recent years, but we do now know we have at least one strong disclosure advocate in Ann Revelle sitting on that commission, and maybe there's some glimmer of hope there that we'll see more robust enforcement at the federal level, but we'll see. The agency tends to gridlock three Democratic commissioners against three Republican commissioners and therefore not be able to take any action.
So what is the situation vis-a-vis the Kochs guy that was the point man for these front groups pouring money into the California 2012 elections at the last minute, this operative named Sean Noble? I understand that the Kochs basically have hung this guy out to dry.
Yeah, it appears that they are now disowning him and have cut off all communications with him since this incident, which would probably be the prudent thing for them to do since it clearly looks as though he botched this effort and anything that he touches on a going-forward basis would readily be linked back to them, so they're going to have to find another operative to do their dirty work next time. But unfortunately, there's no shortage of political consultants that are quite skilled and quite eager to do this type of nefarious work, really.
So the fact that the Kochs have been named by the state of California, that is a big deal then. I mean, I'll quote again what the report issued today says, part that these front groups that are paying these fines are part of the Koch brothers' network of dark money political nonprofit corporations. So is that the best thing that has come out of this thing today, that at least the state of California is fighting back against these plutocrats who are trying to buy America's politics?
Yes, it's very significant, and I was pleased to see that the Koch network was implicated. That there were also, while I was hoping we would actually see all of the individual donors revealed, and that did not happen today, the Fair Political Practices Commission did release a document that had some redactions on it, but you could piece together from that, and the Los Angeles Times has in fact done that at least three of those donors include some very prominent Californians, such as Eli Broad and Charles Schwab, and the Fisher family that owns The Gap, are three of the biggest donors that were behind this subterfuge. So while not all of the names have come out, we do now know some of them, in addition to knowing that it was funneled through the Koch nonprofit network.
And what were they? What were they? In terms of both of these propositions, these people you just named here in California, the family that owns The Gap, and Eli Broad, the ego-driven philanthropist, and so that's both Proposition 30, where they were against a California sales tax, which is the means by which, by the way, California's budget's come back into balance, I might add. And then the other thing, of course, is the anti-union limiting political contributions by way of payroll deductions. Were they against both of those?
You know, interestingly, my understanding is that Eli Broad had publicly supported Proposition 30, the tax revenue increase measure. So that would not really be consistent with where it looks like he put his money.
Mm-hmm. But as far as we know, they supported Prop 32, right, which limiting political contributions by payroll deductions.
I honestly can't recall if they took a public stance on that or not. I suspect that they may have been trying to conceal their support for it, which is why, in fact, they ran their money through this dark money network.
I see.
But it could be that they had taken a public position as well. I don't recall one way or the other on that.
Well, Derek Cressman, I thank you for joining us here today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Again, I've been speaking with Derek Cressman, the former Vice President of State Operations of Common Cause. He has testified before the United States Senate, California Assembly, and the California Senate, and California's Fair Political Practices Commission, and he's the author of The Recall's Broken Promise, How Big Money Still Runs California Politics. He's currently running for Secretary of State of California. We're going to take a brief station break and be back with another Koch brothers-related story about Ted Cruz's hold on the nomination of the head of the FCC.